Chapter 25. Anna and Garrick had been married 2 full months when they came back to Thithunas Corral. Garrick's arm was out of plaster. Peter Hugo's doctor had fixed that for him. They took the road that bypassed the village and crossed the baboon-strewn bridge. At the top of the rise, Gary pulled the horses to a halt, and they looked out across the farm. "I can't understand why Ma moved into town," said Garrick. "She didn't have to do that. There's plenty of room for everybody at the Thunis Corral." Anna sat silently and contented beside him. She had been relieved when Ada had written to them at Port Natal after they had telegraphed her the news of their marriage. Young as she was, Anna was woman enough to recognize the fact that Ada had never liked her. Oh, she was sweet enough when they met, but Anna found those big dark eyes of hers disconcerting. They looked too deep, and she knew they found the thing she was trying to hide. "We'll have to go and see her as soon as we can. She must come back to the farm. After all, Thunis Corral is her home too," Garrick went on. Anna moved slightly in her seat. "Let her stay in the house in Ladyburg. Let her rot there." But her voice was mild as she answered. "The Thunis Corral belongs to you now, Gary, and I'm your wife. Perhaps your stepmother knows what's best." Anna touched his arm and smiled at him. "Anyway, we'll talk about it some other time. Let's get home now. It's been a long drive and I'm very tired." Immediately concerned, Garrick turned to her. "I'm terribly sorry, my dear. How thoughtless of me." He touched the horses with a whip and they went down the slope towards the homestead. The lawns of the Thunis Corral were green, and there were cannas in bloom, red and pink and yellow. "It's beautiful," thought Anna, "and it's mine. I'm not poor any more." She looked at the gabled roof and the heavy yellow wood shutters on the windows as the carriage rolled up the drive. There was a man standing in the shade of the veranda. Anna and Garrick saw him at the same time. He was tall, with shoulders as wide and square as the cross-tree of a gallows. He stepped out of the shadow and came down the front steps into the sunlight. He was smiling, with white teeth in a brown, burnt face. It was the old, irresistible smile.
"Sean," whispered Anna.